I speak to you in the name of Jesus, risen from the dead. Amen. This is Open Your Eyes Sunday. We are 2 weeks on from the unsettling events of 2 weeks ago, when the dead man rose and walked out of the tomb, when that woman, Mary, heard her name in the dew of the morning, when that man, Thomas, had his challenge met and confessed his faith. Now, all over this liturgy is draped the invitatory admonition, "Open your eyes." The opening begins in the collect for the day. Open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work. Then Peter, in one of the more outrageous public chastisements, says to the people in Jerusalem, who have just witnessed a lame man walk by the power of Jesus, "Why do you wonder at this?" says Peter. "Or why do you stare at us?" "Open your eyes," says the leader of the band of disciples. "See what has happened. Remember that you handed Jesus over to be killed. Remember that you asked to have a murderer, Barabbas, released. Remember that your actions led to the death of this good man, Jesus. But open your eyes, people. God raised him from the dead. The lame man before you could not possibly have walked by our words alone. It is the power of Jesus that lifted this man and set him on his way. Open your eyes, people of Jerusalem." From the community of John comes the next eye-opening appeal. His letter is filled with sight. "See what the Father has given us. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is." God will open our eyes and we will see. And then look at what God has given us, that we should be called children of God. Open your eyes. Best of all is Jesus himself. After that luminous supper in Emmaus, when eyes were opened and they knew him in the present in the breaking of the bread, Jesus appeared to his band of followers in Jerusalem. Frightened and troubled still, they thought they were seeing a ghost. They weren't sure of their sight. So he said, about as plainly as could be said, "Look at my hands and feet. See that it is I myself. Touch and see." Maybe this is Luke's Thomas moment, his version of the mystery of seeing and believing. At any rate, here it went beyond seeing. Jesus asked if they had any food to eat. So they gave him broiled fish, and he ate it in their presence. They could see for themselves. Let's make this Open Your Eyes Sunday. Now, I have had my share of occasions to taunt my siblings or my children or others when I was frustrated that they were not in sync with me. So I've often said, "Open your eyes." You know, meaning, how can you be so stupid? Let's look, it's obvious. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. I don't think that will help us today. I'll have to stuff my desire to sound superior back in my own stupid self. I need to remember that sight comes when it comes, and that this Open Your Eyes Sunday is invitatory and not judgmental. "Open your eyes," intoned Peter in Jerusalem. "Salvation is right before you. Just see the lame man walk. It's not us, it's Jesus. Open your eyes." We know that there was a lot of conflict behind the first letter of John. We know that in the Johannine community there was strife between the church and the synagogue. There was conflict over sin and forgiveness. There was sometimes hard-headedness where there should have been mercy. But even in that community, eye-opening was a fervent hope, something to be waited for, part of God's grace. Which brings us to now, in the present, in our own post-Easter state. perhaps as worried and unsure as the disciples. It has only been 2 weeks since we crowded takes on new meaning in COVID time. But we crowded for this time into this church on Easter Day, and we sang and rejoiced that Christ is risen from the dead. And notwithstanding the great 50 days of Easter, now we're back to normal life. Last Wednesday, the roofers replaced the roof of my house. Ordinary life. On Friday, I took my wife to the doctor for a routine checkup. Ordinary life. On Thursday, I went to Sam's Club for fresh orange juice, only to discover that the winter freeze in Texas destroyed the oranges, and they have to wait for the California crop. So no fresh orange juice. Bummer. But ordinary life. On Monday, I went to our clubhouse pool, jumped in the water, and was immediately brisked. Ordinary life. After a week off after Easter, I was back in the church office this week, arranging the agenda for the next vestry meeting, talking with parishioners who are sick, checking on music for upcoming liturgies. Ordinary life. My ordinary life is pretty ordinary. How about yours? Children are back in school. The joy of Easter, fine dinners, family gatherings, over and done. Ordinary life. We're getting people vaccinated. So that news is almost ordinary now. There are still people backed up on our borders. Ordinary life, even though they need attention. A trial is proceeding in Minnesota after the death of George Floyd. Not an ordinary death, but actually a pretty ordinary legal proceeding. Congress is about to reconvene after its Easter recess. Nothing they do is ordinary, except they convene. When you open your eyes, what do you see? Do you see new life within ordinary things? Do you see hope within the hard problems? Do you see God's grace strewn along the pathways of the ordinary? Have you seen the lame man walk? Would you think of God if you had? It is one of the lovely quirks of our liturgical life that some Sundays have taken on nicknames. The third Sunday of Advent is known as Gaudete Sunday, named for the Latin introit that begins, "Rejoice in the Lord always," from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Gaudete in Latin. It's also called Rose Sunday. Anybody remember Rose Sunday? When, for the quaint habit of using rose-colored vestments. The fourth Sunday in Lent is often called Refreshment Sunday. You know, last year we were going to have a picnic, and it was in Lent, and I was asked, could we have a picnic in Lent? So we finally decided we could do it on Refreshment Sunday. Remember that? Refreshment Sunday, a kind of resting place in the barren wilderness of Lent. The fourth Sunday of Easter, next week, is often called Good Shepherd Sunday because it's for its association with the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. So let's nominate a new named Sunday. Let's now call the third Sunday of Easter Open Your Eyes Sunday. You can utter that kindly. You can snarl like I used to at my siblings. You can repeat it, hoping it's true. You can pray it, knowing that when your eyes are opened, when our eyes are opened, we can see Jesus revealed in us. We can see Jesus all around us. We can see Jesus enjoying our gift of broiled fish. Open your eyes, dear friends. And I say that as one whose cataracts are nearly needing removal. Open your eyes. Christ is risen. He is right before you in every corner of this ordinary world. Amen.